the reefs will be threatened by overfishing in and around them, by pollution, by increased tropical storm intensities, by direct destruction by tourists, and by ocean acidification due to the rising concentration of carbon dioxide in the air and ocean surface water. Already, coral reefs around the world are seriously degraded, and the multiple causes of degradation are intensifying. A recent study of degradation along coasts and estuaries adds more evidence showing how environmental degradation results from multiple assaults rather than a single factor. The degradation of these coastal areas is massive and unmistakable. As summarized by the study, reconstructed timelines, causes, and consequences of change in 12 once diverse and productive estuaries and coastal seas worldwide show similar patterns. Human impacts have depleted more than 90% of formerly important species, destroyed more than 65% of seagrass and wetland habitat, degraded water quality, and accelerated species invasions. The specific findings on impacts, however, are just as important. Our results indicate that human impacts do not act in isolation. In 45% of species depletion and 42% of extinctions, multiple human impacts were involved, commonly exploitation, harvesting, and habitat loss. Such synergistic effects have been significant for terrestrial extinctions and estuarine depletions. Just as multiple human impacts are typically implicated in serious degradation, multiple interventions are typically required to restore a degraded ecosystem, to run the movie backward and recover lost ecosystem services. It is rarely enough to remove just one source of human pressure. Although 22% of ecosystem recoveries resulted from mitigation of a single human impact, mostly exploitation, 78% resulted from reduction of at least two impacts, mostly habitat protection and restricted exploitation, but also pollution. But alas, some degradation is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to reverse. Of course, species extinction is beyond repair, at least with current technology. More generally, the study found that while conservation efforts have had some positive effects on the coasts and estuaries, they have so far failed to restore former ecosystem structure and function. China and the global environment. China's economic rise, while improving the well-being of hundreds of millions of people, exemplifies the kind of global stresses that will be pervasive in the coming decades. It is unfair in a way to single out China for following in the well-trodden path of the rich countries, being no more or less guilty of environmental harm, but the scale and rapidity of China's economic ascent makes the country's global environmental impact especially vivid. China is already causing massive global change, and much more is to come. China is currently adding the equivalent of 2 500-megawatt coal-fired plants per week, equivalent in a year to the total capacity of the UK power grid. The effects on global climate change are huge. The International Energy Agency estimates that China has surpassed the United States in annual emissions of carbon dioxide from fossil fuel use, and therefore will be the single largest contributor to human-made climate change in future years. China's global environmental effects also include massive dust storms due to large-scale land degradation, air pollution, and the introduction of new infectious diseases, such as SARS. China's demand for raw materials from around the world is already vast and growing rapidly, with enormous environmental and economic consequences, including the following. The possible consequences of massive imports of soybeans from Brazil, largely for animal feed, in response to a boom in meat consumption, include large-scale deforestation in the Amazon to make way for increased soybean production. The possible consequences of massive imports of tropical hardwoods from Southeast Asia, and increasingly from Africa, to support the boom in residential and commercial construction, include large-scale deforestation throughout Southeast Asia and parts of Africa. Massive imports of oil from the Middle East and the Caspian Sea contribute to the rapid rise in global energy prices and have possible knock-on effects, such as land clearing for corn-based ethanol to substitute for high-cost petroleum. The consequences of massive imports, both legal and illegal, of exotic animal products, often for traditional delicacies or aphrodisiacs, could include the extinction of several megafauna in Africa and Asia. Now consider the fact that the overall Chinese economy is doubling in size every 7 to 10 years, so that its formidable level of consumption is bound to increase. As of 2003, just to give one example, there were around 40 million motor vehicles in China. As of 2007, there were roughly 30 per 1,000 population. The annual production is soaring up to around 7 million per year as of 2006, compared with just 2 million in the year 2000. In the United States, there are roughly 250 million motor vehicles, or roughly 800 per 1,000 population. If China reaches even half of today's U.S. motor vehicle density by 2050, that would mean roughly 560 million Chinese vehicles on the road. The increase is twice the total current stock of U.S. vehicles. Even if the fleet were to get twice the miles per gallon that the United States gets today, its oil use and carbon emissions would roughly equal that of the entire U.S. transport sector today. This is, of course, not a forecast, but only another illustration of the size of the energy and climate volcano on which the world is perched. Similarly, startling calculations can be made with regard to China's growing food demands, especially the increase in meat consumption, electricity use, water requirements, and more. These calculations do not mean that China's growth, or global growth for that matter, of which China's is but a part, is incompatible with global environmental sustainability, but only that it is incompatible unless there is a deep and widespread uptake of sustainable technologies, new ways to produce electricity, to power cars and other transport, to grow food, to utilize fresh water resources, and the like.